Most people believe a diet full of fat, particularly saturated fat, is bad for you, and a low-fat diet is best. At least, that's what doctors have told us for decades. But what if that's not the case? Gregory Bloom, contributor to the National Provisioner and Independent Processor, sat down with investigative journalist Nina Tai-Schultz, who reveals that everything we know about dietary fats may be wrong. Her new book, The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, and Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet, investigates new and old medical research to show how formerly taboo foods can be a part of a healthy diet after all.
This is Gregory Bloom, and I'm here talking today with Nina Tai-Schultz, author of the new book, The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, and Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet. Nina, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came up with the idea to write this book?
Yeah, well, I'm an investigative journalist, and one of the things that I was doing just as a sideline was I had a little restaurant review column where we didn't have enough money to pay for meals, so I had to just eat whatever the chef decided to send out to me. This is in New York City, and I was a near vegetarian, eating, you know, mainly stir-fried vegetables, chicken, fish, but I found that that's not what chefs wanted to send out to me. They wanted to send out things like red meat, cream sauces, pate, all these foods that I had rarely, if ever, eaten. And I found that they were delicious, and also that I somehow miraculously lost this stubborn 10 pounds I had been fighting, and my doctor told me my cholesterol levels were fine. And that presented this mystery that as an investigative journalist, I really wanted to get to the bottom of. And that took me like 9 years to do that.
Wow, that's a long time. Well, after doing, you know, all this research for 9 years, and I read your book, and I was just so impressed with how many studies you had to read in depth and how many interviews you did. But you know, after doing all this research, you know, what did you discover about the link between saturated fats and heart disease?
So my book really lays out the evidence that saturated fats, the kind found in meat, cheese, butter, dairy, eggs, and also tropical oils, are not bad for health. And I tell the story about how we came to believe that they're bad for health, that how in the 1950s when the nation was really in a panic about the rising tide of heart disease, which had gone from zero to being the number one killer in the nation, President Eisenhower himself had a heart attack in 1955, and how there was one man who, Ansel Keys, a scientist, who said that it was saturated fats who caused heart disease, and he got that idea implanted into the American Heart Association, and our very first anti-saturated fat guidelines began in 1961, recommended by the American Heart Association. And that's the origins of why we believe that saturated fats are bad for you. But the evidence was never strong. And my book really goes through, you know, the problems of that evidence to begin with and how it's been reevaluated since to show that saturated fats really do not cause heart disease.
I don't know if you've, I guess I'll just ask, why would people kind of believe that we've come down this path this far, and why should they buy your book?
You know, it seems like a just impossible to believe story. It seems unbelievable. I myself never would have believed it. I mean, again, I was a bit near vegetarian, eating a low-fat diet, believing that the dietary guidelines were what led to good health. And it's an incredible story you have to really read it to believe it. So that's what in my book, I really talk about how the science unfolded. Who were the actors? Who were the scientists? Who were the institutions, the National Institute of Health, the USDA, the McGovern Committee in the U.S. Senate, the American Heart Association? I interweave the stories of them with the story of the influence of big food and food corporations. So it is an unbelievable story, and it is kind of also like a thrilling story. It's like a nutrition thriller is the way that my book has been described, because it really unfolds this whole story and tells how we have come to believe this for so long. I think also for parents, trying to feed their children and keep them healthy and keep themselves healthy, there's also kind of the bottom line takeaway, which is, what is the scientific evidence behind what I'm going to feed my children? And because my book really goes through all the science, it took me so long to write because I went through all that major nutritional studies going back to the 1940s. And I really lay out the science that will help people understand for themselves why a diet higher in fat, including saturated fat, is healthier than a diet that's high in carbohydrates, which is what we've been told to eat for 50 years.
Right. Well, I did enjoy reading your book, Nina. It is a page-turner. For a technical book, I was surprised how well-written and fun it was to read. So thank you for your time today, Nina. You can buy Nina's book at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble online as an e-book or as a hardback. Nina, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gregory, for having me.